Hey folks, this is DC Cross, and my new album Ecstatic Racket is in the spotlight on this week's Sideways Through Sound. I'll be guest programming a few songs for you on this week's show. I'd like to start off with John Fay, who was a major inspiration to my debut album. I'd been experimenting with open tunings way back in the 90s when I first started the Sydney band Girling. We were more guitar orientated back then, and we all started getting into Sonic Youth in a big way. They were kind of like a gateway to all things alternative guitar tuning. That eventually led me to the alternate guitar tuning godfather, John Fay. His approach, compositions, use of the guitar in a different tuning manner, and the do-it-yourself attitude really appealed to me. He's been called like the Bukowski of American folk music, and he really does draw you in. Although he's a challenging and cantankerous old buzzard, he's left us such an amazing legacy and back catalogue. So, without further ado, this is my favourite John Fay song from the 1967 Death Chants, Breakdowns and Military Waltzes that he released on his own Tacoma Records label, Sunflower River Blues.
Thank you.
That was Angie by Burt Jansch, recorded way back in September 1964. I'm also in a folk duo called Jep and Dep, and we had the privilege of supporting Johnny Marr back in 2014. Johnny Marr from the Smiths, that is. Johnny invited a folk act on to support him. By a miracle, we got the call. We were lucky enough to hang out with Johnny for a while and start talking all things music. He started harping on big time about Burt Jansch, Sandy Denny, and Fairport Convention, and he told me to really check out Jansch. So I went home, bought a few records of Jansch, and I've been a mega fan ever since. It's really changed the way I approach the guitar. My name is DC Cross, and I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selection on Sideways Through Sound. These are a few songs that were important to me when I was writing my new album Ecstatic Racket, which is a spotlight on this week's show. The next song I'd like to play for you is from 1969, from his 6 and 12 string guitar classic album by Leo Kottke, the track Vaseline Machine Gun. Kottke was discovered by John Faye and released his first album on Faye's Tacoma Records. It was a massive success. The song really hits my mainline, my mainframe. It's like downing a triple espresso. There's an amazing live version of this track online from about 1997. Kottke's on top of the CNN building in New York in the winter talking to a presenter. He's goofy, remarkable, and freakishly amazing on the guitar. What a guy. I guarantee this track will energize you and wake you up. From 1969, Vaseline Machine Gun. The next song I like to play for you, believe it or not, is Aldebaran by Enya. I have to admit I listened to Enya's debut self-titled album Enya a lot during the recording of my new album Ecstatic Racket. It's her debut album, and it's a selection of music she recorded for the BBC series The Celts back in 1987. She then went on to become one of the biggest female recording artists of all time. A warning, there are some stinkers on this record, but the dark, atmospheric stuff is amazing. The vibe and the reverb were a massive inspiration to me when I was recording and producing this album here at my studio.
Sideways through sound. Thank you.
just heard The Portland Cement Factory at Monolith, California by John Faye from his 1967 album Days Gone By. Faye was a major inspiration and influence on the writing, recording, production of my new album and lifestyle choices I made while I was creating the album. I'm DC Cross and I've been guest programming this week's Spotlight Selection on Sideways Through Sound. And you've been listening to songs I was influenced by when I cooked up this latest album. I'll close out with a track from my new album Ecstatic Record, which is in the spotlight on this week's program. The track is called Gambetta or Neukern. I wrote this song earlier this year when I was touring in France and Germany and I was sleeping on friends' couches and floors. I wrote this track one morning with a godlike hangover in Gambetta in Paris, France, after I played a show at David Lynch's Silencio Bar in Montmartre. From the room I was staying at, you could virtually see Oscar Wilde's tombstone right from the window. It was right near Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, where Jim Morrison from The Doors, Edith Piaf and others of that caliber are buried. I had a crazy night and a crazy dream that night and woke up and wrote this song. Alright, well, super mega thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks heap for Sonic Assassin for having me. And please check out my new album, Ecstatic Record, on Bandcamp at darrencross.bandcamp.com. Bye.
Piéton, avenue Gambetta. Rouge, piéton, avenue Gambetta. Rouge, piéton, avenue Gambetta.